harder the heart becomes, and the deeper the hole, the deeper the hole to fill. And the war that goes on is a war that's gone on too long.
Good morning, Krishna.
Good morning, Andrea.
We are sitting.
Good morning, Leon.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Orville.
Wake up call, what, 4 months beforehand?
What?
Wake up call, 4 months before the festival.
Wake up call. No, we're not 4 months. We're just 2 months away now.
Yeah, but you started 2 months ago.
We started some time ago, yeah. We started preparing Lively Up Your Earth 2013. Andrea and me had some... started to have some meetings and generate some energy, and we basically put down on paper all the overview. Andrea brought his schematic skills to the thing, to the whole project, and we put down the overview with the experience that we've had over the last 2 years of how we can organize it better and how it can be a more simple functioning and manifest in a more calm and less stressful way, and hopefully with a little bit more finance.
What was your main reason to join the organization of festival, Andrea?
There are more than one reason. First, it's sound and music festival mainly, so it's belong to the radio more or less as a kind of content, because we do cover events like concerts and meetings and everything. So it's very much in the root of the project of the radio to have music, and what is organized by Krishna in the last 2 years has very well been recorded by the Orovir Radio and shared in the website, and we had also good feedbacks about. Another reason is that I was present on the last two events, and I see the stress of making it in the face of the people that have done it and the participating, also the bands and everything. So when Krishna spoke with me, I was ready to do the kind of request to him at the meantime. So he came and say, why you don't join the team? I say, yes, surely. Because I was also thinking to make not with Solitude, but the Orovir Radio Music Festival somehow, one of these years. So it came very naturally when Krishna came to speak with me and say, yes, that's something that I would like really to offer for the radio team and the listeners, so let's do it together. And being in the kind of organization since quite a while, I have some skills to put on the table and helps in to organizing a kind of festival like the Lively Up Your Heart, because it's I don't say that is the main thing, is the same thing, but it's more or less the same kind of mess we have at the radio, so...
At least we don't know what kind of mess it's
going to be. No mess. It's incredible. The working with a team, with professional people. I mean, since I started playing with Emergence, I had the opportunity to work with a lot of professionals in different fields. And
yeah, you know the difference, yeah.
So working with Andrea, you know, on this thing is really wonderful. I love it. And everything comes really clear, and... I mean, we're still like, okay, there's no finances yet, so, but, you know, we understand how we're working, we understand what we need, we understand the priorities, we have everything on Google Calendar with alerts on when we have to get this done by and when, so, and we've also got another person in our team called Kristen, who has been in Oroville, I don't know, maybe more than... Two years now, or more than that even, maybe three. She was in Sardana Forest for quite a long time, and she was also in Pebble Garden for some time, and she also lived in Solitude. And yeah, she's a very talented young lady, very competent.
Yeah, it brings also the female energy in this group, yeah, of three people, that there are two male and one female. And
female energy with a lot of skills. Organization,
yes,
and skills.
She has skills, and she is very bright and focused in, yeah, delivering, and that's what we need, because when we need to deliver the festival for that date,
yeah,
there is a schedule that has to be followed, and she's the one that make really... pushing in the side to,
yeah,
make it happen, because it's very kind, and again... I will love to work with another person like her in the team. So
she's not yet a newcomer, but if the entry group is listening, you better make her a newcomer very fast, because it's someone of extreme value to Oroville.
Absolutely.
And a lot of goodwill and openness of heart. We should tell you about the content, no? We're just talking about the organization.
I was wanted to ask you, it's going to be Monday probably?
Again, one day, yeah.
That's the whole
thing. One day.
I think, sorry, before starting with the content, I will try to make clear that is also this kind of program is a call for volunteers to join us in making it happen. Because, again, now we are talking about the organization on the theoretical level, but on the practical level, we still are far to make it happen part of the
battalion of women.
We need our best.
Yes,
we like women. He's Italian, I'm British. We like women to help us.
Absolutely.
But we need volunteers. We need urgently a volunteer to take charge of the eco stalls, to go around to each unit to make sure they confirm what they're going to do, what their needs are, the space where the stalls are going to be, how many tables, all of this whole part of the project. We need volunteers to help with the fundraising. And if there's anyone listening in any connected who's in America or England or any of the other in any other country, it's very feasible to work with volunteers abroad on fundraising. You don't have to be here on the ground.
Also, because we had
Gateway is also done.
Yes, we have a website where the people that can give donation and part of the donation can be deducted on the tax level. With just need to be in touch with us to know how to do that, and the donation can also go directly in the credit card, so the project can get it money from abroad. And
we will paste the link for that.
Yes.
Cool.
So if somebody gets inspired,
Facebook page also.
My practical question would be, what is your estimate of you two to cover the whole event so that would run smooth?
We don't have a clear picture of how much the cost is, but we are not going to make clear now how much we want, because it's very flexible. Depend how much resources we can get, and that's it. Reflect how much it will be easier to do this kind of festival, and how much it will be pleasant for us and for the people participating. So, if we will reach our minimum, everybody will smile, and it will be smooth all the organization. If we don't reach the minimum, the festival will go on in spite of the lack of money, but it will be a little bit more stress in our side to make it happen, because finally the bands that are coming this year, so we come back to the concept, what we are going to do.
There will be
bands coming from around the region, so we have to pay them the place to stay.
See, a lot of people, like, because how I've run it for 2 years, they've, as much as we've given ourselves, they've also given themselves, no, free, playing for free. But it's like you ask a plumber to come and mend your washing machine, you don't ask him, oh, can you do it for free? You ask a top drummer come from Bangalore, Chennai to play a show, it's very hard, you know, to say to them, because that's their life, you know. They didn't do anything all week, and they get the concert at the weekend, you know. They have to. So we have a lot of generous people, musicians playing, who are not expecting anything. But if we could get a sizable amount of money, we would like to also offer some money to the musicians, to some of the musicians, especially coming from outside. And we're looking, basically, if we got about 3 lakhs, we can run the festival more or less comfortably. If we got more, then we're going to be able to do more stuff.
Yeah, that is also something that we would like to share regarding the aim of the festival, is to make it happen, this festival in the Oroville community, everybody happy. And if we will be able to collect more money than this, the cost of the event, this money will go into the Solitude Farm for part of the roof, kitchen roofing.
Infrastructure. Basically, we're hoping, I mean, let's see, first and foremost, we do the festival for our joy of it. That's the most obvious thing. That's why I've done it for 2 years and running at a loss. If this year we can make little money, we have a kitchen roof to change, where we need more than $1,000. We need a new, we have an electricity connection that is, we have a loan of another $500. We have another roof for a lakh. And then we'd also like to give some money for the Oroville Radio, because they run solely on donations. I mean, you run solely on donations. And it's important, you know, that as a radio project as well, that something comes back to the radio for this.
light is like a heart without love. And I read with reverence these title words, but I'm still on the run. And through my years and to this day, well, I have fought and won. But the heart of the heart, the heart of the heart becomes. Could it be that this world is more than you have deemed it to be? Time's a master thief, steal away all your.
But let's go to the content, how it would look like the same way as 2 years with the Echo Stars, with some
same. A strong children's space with magic show and the whole shebang, from face painting and henna, and there's the Lego corner, and there's clay, and there's hopefully we're going to have a bunch of workshops going on for the kids, including capoeira. Maybe some theater stuff will be going on. Yeah, that's the kids thing. Then you've got all the eco stalls with all the normal
selling stuff.
Yeah, the normal stuff, you know, the solar bicycles, the indigo dyeing, the compressed gadgets, mud blocks.
The gadgets from YC to spin around.
Yeah, some things may come from the YC. We have to still sort that out. And then we've got the organic food that Solitude is going to be busy planting for make sure we have enough. And then, of course, the bands. And this year we've got a few new bands. Very exciting to have Krishna Kumar and Temple Rock playing.
Mm-hmm.
Mishko Umba is there everywhere as normal. And there's a really awesome band where the drummer of Emergence has another as a project, which is a little bit more. It's a little bit more electronic, but it's a band as well, with a good friend of mine called Ed De Gennaro, who is a guitarist from LA. He's German actually, but he's been living in LA playing, you know, he's made albums with Dave Weckl and guys from, yeah. No, Suresh is not there this year. Suresh won't be playing. He's busy. He's got other gigs.
But this guitar player is...
No, my drummer is a new drummer in Emergence. We have a new drummer. You haven't met him yet. His name is Rahul. Yeah, he's from Chennai. We have a new drummer.
So
Rahul and Ed have a very cool band. Mm-hmm. And they'll be playing. And then we also have a famous singer from Chennai who plays for A. Ragaman and all these music directors. She's going to be playing. She's got an R&B band. And then we got the usual suspects. Yamadas, Emergence, yeah. Suryan, and a few others.
Anna.
Matthew will be playing with Anna. And we got... Matthew will be playing with Temple Rock.
I started with blues band.
I don't think they're booked for this at the moment. Because we have one cover band. And I don't think we're going to... have a second, but I don't know, everything is possible.
Yeah,
it's
movable.
Yeah, it's all things are in the air,
so
still
it will last all long in night.
I don't know,
that's
I
like to finish by midnight. Last year we had the problem that a band didn't manage to play because we were delaying in sound check and everything. This year we will
there was many problems.
Yeah. Are you planning to do that generator thing?
The generator is needed.
Yeah,
yes,
we're gonna get. I mean, this is the quality of then the organization. You see, so
like
then we
exactly
talk about having two generators, and we also have an electricity connection that we will have this year.
Oh,
so we may have like some serious backup.
Yeah, so that's the thing. We try to organize as much as clear as possible in our side and get the money for that. Doing this kind of. Event as smooth as possible, and as was suggested by Krishna, to help the many artists that are participating and coming from Bangalore and Chennai to support them somehow, because again it's as I said, it's their own profession, and they will help this festival to grow, but the whole festival as well, so to help them to come and participate, because they are sharing their energy and work. So it's like said, asking the plumber working for free. It happens sometimes.
Or the farmer.
The farmer, yes.
You have to look for something. How many people you expect to work for? I mean, how many you are now three or more?
With
in the team.
Well, we've got a fourth member, Michael, who works for Savi. Mm-hmm. He's a very, very competent guy, and he's actually taken over the whole of the music section, from putting up the stage and the lights to organize the sound engineer, the stage manager, the green room, the bands, and so he's taken like a huge chunk.
He's also a sound engineer as well.
He's learned a little bit. He's learned a little bit with Joel. Yeah, but he's capable guy, very, very, very capable person, and so he's in our team. So we're actually four now, and there's a few people who've offered to be volunteers. So I'm trying to find very capable, responsible people who can take areas of the jobs, even of however much size, you know, whether it's, okay, I'll get the compost toilets ready. That's all I'll do, but I'll do it. Okay, so find that person and get it done, you know, and then another person will make the fence, another person will help with this and that advertising, or, you know, just trying to get volunteers who are excited to be part of the team, yeah.
Wisdom's words fall on deaf ears when a heart is gripped by fear. The silent moods that have moved my soul no longer feel so near. And I do recall with intimacy when I knew I was the one. And the heart of the heart.
I think I got a foolish question.
Foolishness is best.
Yeah. How much rice or how much food, how much kgs of rice you sold last year or the year before?
Oh, God. I really have no idea. You have to ask Deepa. Maybe she remembers.
She's a woman, yeah.
She was in charge.
Yeah, the fact is, okay, let's say selling. Last year, almost the festival was in red on the economical side. So,
yeah,
in spite of
not
giving,
almost,
yes. So, in spite of giving foods and everything, the funds collected by the activities
was not enough
even to pay whatever was organized.
Yeah.
So. This year we really are looking into the economical side, not because we want to make our life more pleasant and being rich, but because I needed this money just for making happen the festival.
Yeah.
So it's something that we are really pushing our attention toward the economical side, because it's the core of the event is the pleasure to make it happen. If you are stressed, I don't know if you will have the energy.
Yeah, we've made a big step this year. I mean, it's a risky step, courageous step, but we're actually going to have tickets to come into the festival. So there's going to be, for Aurovillians, there's going to be three levels of ticket. There's going to be a very, very nominal participation of 100 rupees, which is the, you know, that's all I can manage. But, you know, it's a token gesture. 100 rupees, that helps the festival. Then there's the I'm feeling generous ticket, which is 250 rupees. And then we'll have the I love you ticket, which is 500 rupees.
500, why not 1,000?
Then they can go above. That's fine. That's fine. So, you know, like, if people would know how much work it is, you know, in the last 2 years, how much energy, how much work, how much joy as well. But and then the thing has to go forward, you know, and then solitude needs some help as well. Like, how we manage then when we need to change our roof? That's you know, we got some help from the housing group, but we still have to pay more than $1,200 as a loan. So how we manage that? So it's reasonable, I feel to try and see if we can't get some help to maintain this community that's hosting this event.
Absolutely, and also the guests will have a different kind of scale of pricing. We try to make different kind of thing separate. Ask the guests to be more generous because they maybe come from Germany or from United States, and paying $5 is not really.
But at the same time, we want to keep this sliding scale,
yes.
So we don't impose,
not
you know,
imposed
on people. We say, okay,
you know,
if that's what you can do, do okay, fine. If you feel, you know, if you resonate with what we're trying to do and you have the possibility, give, please, you know, so like that.
Yeah, we will make clear on the entrance what is the purpose of the festival, also on the economical side of, so the money that you are going to donate are for paying all the thing that you are going to enjoy, and the roof and donation to the lady in case we have a plus at the end of the event instead of minus.
But tell me, Krishna, how did you cover the losses?
I mean, it wasn't so much. It was like 6,000 rupees, something like that.
Oh, that's not too bad.
But it's something that makes you thinking about what you do.
Definitely.
So if you do all this effort, and last year you done a lot, and the year before you done a lot, you did it alone, and you, at the end of the day, you are stressed because you are alone, and you get in trouble on the economical side because you spend more than what you get. You think, okay, can I do that again, or is better?
I think the loss is there, especially though because we didn't have the organization that we've got now. I think that probably last year, even if we just managed it normally, but we'd had this level of organization, probably would have done better. That there were definitely some errors last year, like we had this bank. And there were mistakes being made because the tickets had the Varagu notes, the money that we published, printed, no? They had they were confusing, you know, whether it was a 10 or it was a 1 or, you know, you couldn't tell very easily. So, you know, so on this type of organization where we really look at all the different aspects, we're hopefully just by doing that, we're going to be better off, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
So, Facebook page address, www.facebook.com/solitudefarm.
Check at the bottom of this interview, it's written there.
Yeah.
And there's a Facebook event.
Yes.
Then there's a Solitude Farm website, which is AurovillePermaculture.com.
AurovillePermaculture.com.
Yeah. Twice. And then there's... yeah, then there's our Facebook page, which I can't announce just like that because I don't know. It's written at the bottom, but most of the things are on our website. In fact, all of it's on our website, AurovillePermaculture.com.
Yeah, everything also for there. The donation.
If you want to donate, guys out there abroad and wherever you are, or in Bangalore even, or Delhi, or wherever you are,
Pondicherry.
You know, go to AurovillePermaculture.com, click on Festival. And you will find all the ways to donate, either by check or if you're connected to Auroville direct to our account by the financial service, or with this wonderful site called Gateway that's been started by Uli, where you can, I think you can pay direct by your
credit card
or online.
Yeah.
And the volunteers come to Radio or Solitude?
They can come to both places. Yeah. They can come to meet me in Solitude. They can come and meet Andrea. Our website, our emails, our phone numbers are on all the posters. There's posters all around Auroville saying, get involved.
The same purple car will stay? No, we're
trying to find someone right now. I have someone in... I don't know where they are, in Gujarat or Bangalore, someone who's trying to help me with it, but it's tough trying to plant lettuce and tomatoes and run a rock and roll band and a family and do this. So I'm a little bit behind on the poster, but if there's someone listening to this now and it comes out soon and you want to do the poster, and you've got to be really good though. That's the only thing. If you do a lot of effort and it's not good, we're only going to say sorry. You have to be very, very confident and capable to, because we are... trying to do something awesome.
Top quality.
top quality.
And top the purple cow, it's not an easy
thing. It's tough. Well, what we're going to do is we're going to keep the logo and we're going to try and play around with the logo in different way. So we'll see. Let's see. Yeah, Kenzo from Paris was a pretty good graphic designer, good artist.
Something else?
Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah.
Thanks to all of us.
Thanks to everyone. Thanks to the world. Thanks to the sun and the moon. Silent moves that move my soul no longer feel so near. And I do recall with intimacy when I knew I was the one. And the heart of the heart, the heart of the heart becomes. I just try to explain. What's the use of anger to me? I just try to refrain. Oh, love can live in isolation. I just try to explain. What's the use of anger to me? I just try to refrain. Oh, love can live in isolation. I
just tried to explain. What's the use of anger to me? I just tried to refrain.